Hey guys, I'm Bailey, and welcome back to Bailey's TV Rants, where I rant about all my favorite TV shows. Hello everybody, and welcome back to the podcast. Today, I'll be going over Legends of Tomorrow, Season 6, Episode 14, titled, There Will Be Brood. Really quickly, to kind of recap last episode, mainly dealing with the fact that Bishop is back, and he is on the Wave Rider. Legends have put him in a cell and are trying to figure out what his motive is, with kind of Ava leading that aspect, trying to sort of manipulate him, even though in the end, Bishop really manipulated them. So that was very interesting sort of mind games that they played, and watch it develop and truly figure out, like, what Bishop wants. Which was a bit confusing at the end with wanting something with John and the fountain, because, like, that's not really up Bishop's alley, but now after, of course, this episode makes a ton of more sense. With that also being said, there's stuff going on with John and him using the Scarlet Lady potion and trying to get clean, but that ultimately does not work out, and the evil side of him kind of takes over at the very end of the episode. And this episode pretty much is a quick continuation of last episode, so let's get right into it. Zari walks in from previously leaving John to go get him stuff, and then walks back in, and there are just things everywhere, glass broken, if we remember the fight that Evil John and John had last episode. Now, I know last episode I was referring to him as different people, but now I would just be referring to Evil John as John. It's just John now. They are one and the same at this point. Things are amiss, and so John kind of pops in, and Zara's like, you okay? And he's like, yeah, never better. Obviously, like, lying, because she doesn't know what happened. But also, the rest of the Legends come into John's house and are like, where's Bishop? And Zari's like, what's going on? And he's like, Bishop stole Mick's comms and was talking about John. So, John, you better know something. And Zari is off, obviously kind of sensing something is off with John, because he's not acting quite the same anymore, quite rude. It's like, are you okay? Do you remember what happened? And of course, John does remember what happened, even though that was kind of a different John. And then John says that Bishop can help him unlock the Fountain of Imperium. So this is what Bishop is getting to. We're finally kind of getting into this plan now. And so John is like still talking everything, and Zari realizes that John is just stalling, and she goes to slap John, but her hand goes straight through him, because John is astral projecting. And so really, John is on the Wave Rider with Bishop, and they're hacking into Gideon to leave without being tracked and doing stuff. But Spooner and Astra are still on the Wave Rider as it takes off. So Spooner and Astra are like, what's going on? They walk onto the bridge, but Gideon is down and their comms are not working, so they cannot communicate to the Legends and they cannot go anywhere. They hear John and Bishop walking on to the bridge, and so Astra turns them into objects in the parlor. So John, Bishop walk in, and so pretty much John's like, I need to figure out another time that, like, the fountain kind of popped up and existed, and he has that map, that sort of map with alien writing on alien sort of language on it, And him and Bishop are kind of having this back and forth, because Bishop would know how to deal with this stuff, because it has to do with aliens, because the map on it has alien stuff on it. He's like, yeah, I'd know that, but John makes sure that Bishop knows this isn't like a true partnership, that this is for John. What's happening is for John, and he just kind of needs Bishop for this little bits. And so John uses magic to unlock some sort of new writing on the map, and Bishop kind of looks over it, and he's like, this will kind of lead us to where the fountain is. And so they go leave to chart a course, as Bishop says. Asher and Spooner turn back into people, and they realize that they cannot fly the ship because they do not know how, and they can't do it without Gideon. So it's pretty much up to them to stop John and Bishop from whatever they're doing. So the Wave Rider lands, and it turns out they are in 1925 Texas. If we remember, Spooner is from Texas. So stuff is going to be happening with that. So as they're kind of walking through, figuring things out, a man comes in with his leg injured, and the lady comes out to help him, and she's kind of rubbing some stuff on it or whatever. I don't know. It's very weird. But Spooner's like, that lady looks familiar. I think that's my mom. Like, what? Spooner's mom? Thought she was gone. So many crazy things happening. And so the man who's injured, Boss, comes by and is like, you get back to work. He's like, while I'm here, he wants to buy the lady's land, and she's like, no, I've already told you, no. And he's like, well, you might want to think twice, and kind of shows the gun in his holster, but Spooner steps in front of the lady and is like, I think you should leave, and shows her gun that's like 5 times bigger than his, and Astra also steps in and is like, yeah, you need to leave. Get out. And so the lady introduces herself as Gloria, and Spooner and her shake hands, and that's when Spooner's like, really like, that is my mom. And Astra wants to go figure out where John is, but Spooner's like, no, I'm gonna figure out I'm gonna figure this stuff out with with my mom. So, and so she thinks that what's happened is that her mom was abducted by aliens and sent back in time. So they like wiped. So that's, oh God, the timelines and things and events of things happening. This is where you really have to think about what's going on. So Asha's like, well, maybe since we're here, Gloria might know something about the fountain. So sorry, I'm looking through my notes here. No, something bad. And then we cut to John. John and Bishop arrive at the fountain, but once again, it is dried up, and all that is left is mushrooms. So John is obviously upset by this. But Bishop's like, well, actually, humans go on to figure out that mushrooms are an alien species, which explains a lot about mushrooms. And maybe the mushrooms are connected to the fountain, and that the fountain is actually an alien itself. Which is freaking crazy to think about. Like, if that were like actually the case, that in real life, mushrooms were aliens, because they're like, the way they act, like the way fungus acts, and how it's like deep and interconnected in the ground, and it's like this whole like system. Like, that's so weird to think, and it's just weird enough that like it's kind of plausible, which is, I don't know. That's like kind of crazy that like that sounds like it could be true, which is so bad, but like you never know. And so John's like, yeah, you're right, and maybe we can get the fountain to pop up again. And Bishop's like, now you're talking. So Bishop takes some mushrooms to go to do some things with, and John walks off because he hears something. Back to Spooner and Astra. So they walk into Gloria's home, and Spooner is seeing sort of all of these family pictures, like a daughter and a husband and stuff with Gloria in them, and she asks like, how long have you been here? And Gloria's like, well, since about your age. So she's been there for a while. So Spooner's idea that Gloria was the one who was sent to the past isn't quite lining up. Astra asks if there's something known about a fountain, but Spooner keeps asking about her mom. Like, where are you from? She's like, this place in El Salvador, but my husband died and it was too hard to stay, so I moved here to start a new life with my daughter. And Spooner's like, your daughter? So fun. And then we immediately cut to John walking up. He walks up to this girl who's picking mushrooms for her mother, who's a healer, and Gloria in that last scene said she was a healer, so here we are connecting some dots already. And so John shows her this magic trick to kind of gain her trust and ask if there's anything like weird about the Force, and she's like, no, not really, but here's this flower, and gives John this flower. He touches it and he like sees this vision. Don't know what it is yet, though. He asks her name, and she says Esperanza Cruz. So, that right there, ladies, gentlemen, and non-binary friends, is young Spooner. Mind blown, mic drop, like, holy crap. Like, when Spooner first got introduced into this season, I did not think, like, that is where it was going. Now, if we think about every time a new character gets introduced in Legends that wasn't already, like, established, like, let's talk, like, Nate, season two, and then the ones coming after that, and like Maya and everything, there's always a point where they sort of revisit familiar past. So Nate goes back to his grandfather, and then later in season four, his actual father. Maya goes back to Zambezi. We get initially with Zari, and when she first got introduced, we kind of got her backstory then, and we went to her time then, and we have, and then we got to Behrad and explored that, and everything is just crazy. And like, I don't, oh, so weird to like think about. And I just remembered that like Fayred hasn't been in the last two episodes. Oh my god, I am, wow, I literally just realized that Fayred hasn't been in the last two episodes. Oh my gosh, this is so weird. Anyways, like, I say this as a, getting back to my point, say this as a surprise, like, I didn't think, like, Spooner, this would happen to Spooner in, like, the end of the season, but, like, if we look back at new characters kind of revisiting family stuff and where they come from, happens to pretty much all of them, so it shouldn't be a surprise, but I digress. Anyways, so then going back to Spooner, that's when she figures out that she was the one that was abducted and sent to the future. So Spooner's actually from 1925 Texas. Crazy. And so they kind of sit down, and then young Spooner walks in. She's like, you never guess, I met this other healer. And in walks John. And so then we cut back to the rest of the legends, and they are trying to figure out a plan to, like, get to where John and Bishop are, because they don't have the Wave Rider. And, like, Sarah's like, hey, Gary, why don't you ask Kayla for help? Because that is the only other person we know that has a time ship. And Gary's like, no, Kayla will never listen to me. But then they're like, Gary, we need to blah, blah, blah. So Gary gets out this sort of intergalactic communication device thingy. And Gary thinks of an idea to use Mick to lure Kayla out. And so he posts on this sort of, like, social media thing about Mick holding the eggs, which are fake, to get Kayla's attention. And they're like, okay, so how soon is this going to work? And Gary's like, not exactly sure. The connection on Earth can be a little spotty, so we don't know the time. Which is weird that they're asking about time, even though they can time travel. Like, so if they realize, like, they get there late, why not just, like, never mind, now I realize why they can't. So if they get there, my original thought was they get there and they're like, oh man, we're too late, they just go back to an earlier time, but then they have to deal with running into themselves and that whole, like, situation. We get, like, a season 2 situation, you know? So let's, never mind, disregard my comment, now I understand why. Like, you would think as a time traveler they wouldn't have to worry about time, but they do. So, going on. So Spooner, Asher, and John sit down for dinner, and John makes everybody sleep except for Spooner. And then he goes and shows Spooner what he saw. What did he see? How Gloria dies, and Spooner has to run off and pretty much gets saved by the fountain. And this is how she develops sort of her powers to kind of connect with aliens. So then John gives Spooner the ultimatum of, you can either let time sort of take its course and everything stays the same for you, or you can save your mom and save younger you, and you can have a normal life. Which is always, that ultimatum always comes up with stuff like this. And so they wake up, everybody else wakes up, but John is gone. And Astra's like, Spooner, outside now. And pretty much Spooner reveals that she's decided that she's staying and she's gonna try and save her mom. So Astra is trying to convince Spooner not to stay and keep time as it is, but then she sees that Spooner already gave blood to John, and pretty much John needed that from Spooner to open up the fountain. Because when he saw in his vision was Spooner, like, cut her hand and it got on to the mushrooms at the fountain, and that's what opened it up. So that's, John's like, that's what I need for it. So then we cut back to John's house. Kayla shows up, and the legends are like, calm down, because she comes in very angry because she just wants her babies. Like, calm down, we need your help. And they're like, these babies are fake, the real babies are on the Wave Rider with Bishop. And she's like, I don't care, I'm leaving to give them. And they're like, whoa, 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 if you're dealing with Bishop, you're gonna need our help. So They have to work together. Then we cut to Bishop. He's on the Wave Rider and he brings the babies into the lab and is sort of working on this serum to make John worthy to gain the powers of the fountain. And then we cut back to Astra. Astra is on the Wave Rider, but not really. It's astral projection. Trying to get John to come back to the Legends, but John, of course, is not convinced. Totally insults Astra, saying, "What would your mom think?" Her mom did not want anything to do with magic, didn't like John working with whatever was happening with Astra, and look at Astra now, using magic. So total insult there. And he walks through Astra's astral projection, and she is still in Gloria's house, of course. So Spooner's like, "You're not going outside. Those men are coming here and now." And Gloria's like, "How do you know?" And then the men show up, which is really funny. So Gloria, of course, initially with going the original timeline, wants to go out and just talk to them. She's like, "We have to have this conversation, you know." And Spooner's like, "No, you can't do that. You have to stay inside." And Gloria's like, "No, why can't I?" Blah, blah, blah. And so Spooner reveals that she is her daughter, and kind of tells what happens, like, "This is the night that you die, they are gonna shoot you," and blah 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 blah. So fun. Then Astra like reminds Spooner that she needs to get her younger self to the fountain, or else you'll never like come with, like, meet the legends, blah blah blah. And and she's like, "You'll never meet me, and I don't want to lose a friend. Like, do you want to lose, like, me?" Like, stuff like that. And I thought that was so sweet. Very cryable moment right there. Gloria, as Spooner and Asher are kind of going back and forth in this moment, she is, like, asking that if Spooner were to stay and, like, kind of pretty much, like, kill these men, that young Spooner will be able to stay, and they will be able to stay together and have a life together. And they're like, "Yes." And then she's like, "Well, if Spooner doesn't stay and we preserve time as it was, then Spooner will become this person that she is today and have all these things." And Astra's like, "Yeah." She's like, "I agree with Astra." And she tells Spooner that she was meant to come back here in this moment and see her mom again. And that she is exactly as she wanted her daughter to be. Because that was a thing that Spooner had said, like, "I can finally be the person my mom wanted to be." But her mom tells her that, "You are the person that I wanted you to be. You, this moment, right now, with all the things that have happened to you. And us splitting up and whatnot." So Spooner agrees and finally is like, "Okay, let's just preserve time." And so Astra takes younger Spooner to the fountain. So John's there. He spills Spooner's blood over the fountain and a giant mushroom. First of all the other mushrooms start glowing, and Bishop's like, "Oh my gosh." He's like totally nerding out about this. It's really funny. And then a giant mushroom appears, glowing. Crazy shit. And then back to Spooner, she starts to glow like the mushrooms. So that proof that they are connected. So Gloria reassures that young Spooner, that she will be safe and that they will see each other again. And so Spooner and Gloria walk out to the men as Astra and young Spooner go to the fountain. Gloria obviously says again that her land is not for sale, sir. You can leave. But that obviously doesn't work, and the men pull their guns on them. Spooner lights up her magic hands, and the magic kind of like shoots down into the ground, and you can see it running through the roots of the ground and connects to the men. And she's like, feel the anger, pretty much of what she felt being like with this whole situation and how this started, of being taken away from your mom and separated and having nothing and blah, 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 blah. Very powerful moment for Spooner there. So the men run away, and Doc, who's the main leader guy, is like, yo, what the heck? What's happening? And so Spooner makes Doc drop his sort of like legal papers because he initially offered Gloria to just sign it over, and she's like, no. And then he also runs away. So that isn't quite how time was supposed to work out. Gloria was supposed to, in fact, die, but now she's not, even though young Spooner is still going to the fountain. So I don't know exactly how that's going to work out here, but we'll have to see. So Astra and younger Spooner get to the fountain, and Astra's like, everything will be okay. You'll see your mom again. You'll, in fact, see me again, and you're going to find a wonderful new family, which is very true. But John comes out behind the fountain, and Astra goes to hide young Spooner, but instead of actually just hiding, she runs and goes to the fountain. And this is all happening while John sees Astra, knocks Astra back, and then, young Spooner goes into the fountain. So then Kayla lands her ship in 1925 Texas, and they're like, okay, this says the Wave Rider is supposed to be right here. And Nate's like, yeah, don't worry, pulls out the keys, double beeps it to like lock it, and there it turns up uncloaked. Super funny. I love that the Wave Rider has a key. So as the Legends leave, Zari's like, we don't need to go to the Wave Rider because John's not there. He's focused on the fountain. And so Nate's okay, well, like, well then where do we go? And Zari's like, let's follow that big glow over there. And they see the glow of the fountain in the distance. Back to the fountain. John, of course, took the serum from Bishop. Surprise, surprise. And he takes it. And now he is connected to the fountain, and you can sort of see his like feet connect with the roots in the ground. But Bishop's like, yeah, well, so along with making a serum, I added a deadly poison to it. So now John is gonna die. What? Why? What's going on? Why do we have to do this? Why is this the choice? What's going on? Writers, we need to have a talk, all right? So the rest of the Legends, they get to the lab. But, of course, one, the door is locked, and two, Bishop put a bomb on the incubator with the eggs, and he's like, all right, we have a game, and it starts now. So pretty much they have to get all the eggs out before the incubator explodes. So they get most of them out, but there is one that is on the floor, so Mick rushes in to get it, but before he could get out, the incubator blows up. Back to the fountain. John dying because of the poison, and is also going to kill the fountain because they are connected now. And Bishop reveals what he truly wanted. He wants the fountain gone because it was a shield against invasive alien species, and that pretty much will kill the planet because he's tried to save humans twice before, and he's tried to save the planet twice before, but humans always get in the way, so let's eliminate that problem by just letting aliens ravage the Earth. Oh crap. My notes. There we are. Okay. And so as the fountain dies and John dies, Bishop stands over John and says his goodbye. Spooner senses something is wrong and passes out. Now, of course, this is in connection to the fountain. Fountain's dead, so she's kind of might die. I don't know. I don't want Spooner to die, though. Astra is finally back, and she walks up on John, but she cannot do anything to help him now. And John says this greatest line, you are my biggest failure and my biggest accomplishment. And it makes me want to cry. Oh my god. That is just such an overarching thing of John. Whether it's with Astra or not, the amount of things that he's done and mistakes that he has made over the many years, he has truly, like, figured out kind of how to make up for them in one way. And with Astra, he's always had the guilt and the grief of being the one that damned Astra to hell, which was his biggest failure. And then his greatest accomplishment was being able to get her back and kind of her becoming his apprentice. And it's just such a beautiful moment, and it connects back to when earlier he's like, what would your mom think of you? Your mom would be so disappointed. And he's like, your mom, you look just like your mom. Your mom would be so proud. Like, closure of a character can't get much better than that. But for our ending scene, roots from the fountain and the mushrooms cover up John's body, and as Zari and Nate finally found him, they fully cover him up, and the roots drop back into the ground, taking John with them. So, John Constantine is gone. And we still have one episode left. Oh boy. Quite the eventful episode. Yeah? I'm really learning about Spooner's past, how she developed her powers, learning about her mom, where she's from. John kind of finishing up his arc here. Bishop is still kind of on the loose. Aliens are going to be coming now that the fountain's gone. So, and Gloria is not supposed to be alive. What is going to happen? Oh boy. I have no idea. Crazy things have happened, and I'm assuming it's gonna happen again. Legends writers are real good at that. So, man. God, I forgot how sad this episode was. Ooh, dog. Oh, man. So, yeah. Real good episode. Real good episode. And one episode left. Season 6 finale, getting crazy. So, hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I'll catch you in the next one.
And that's the end of the episode, guys. Remember, follow me on Instagram at Bailey's_vlogs_. Twitter at Bailey's TV Rants, and on TikTok at Naughty Hot. Thanks all for listening, and I'll see you guys next time.